So, I say this is a message of good news because it's a message of good success. And I believe I haven't found anybody that didn't want good success in life, because all of us, it's just natural for us to want to have good success. But when we think of success, our humanness looks at it maybe in a different way. But God has a different perspective on success. I think about success. I grew up with teachers that taught. I remember one of my history teachers, I think every time we walked in his room, he would say, "Be somebody." That was his thing, be somebody. And so that meant be successful. And usually when teachers tell you that, they are trying to get you to learn all you can learn so that you can have a successful life. You know, I spent a lot of years teaching, so I know that. And I remember in my class, it seemed that a lot of the students were really motivated to try to make something out of themselves. They had ambition to go to college and after they get out of high school, and to take up a career and to be somebody. And I'm willing to believe a lot of them did. I know my oldest sister set kind of the bar for us as the rest of us, because she was very educated. She just set an example. She went to college. She got her degrees, and she actually got a doctorate degree. So she's kind of set the bar for the rest of us. Success, then, to me, I looked at her as a successful person. You know, she finished college. She was in the education. She got a nice position. She had a nice home. She had a nice car. Pretty much what she wanted. So that looked like success, right? And in the eyes of us as human, that's what we think of success. Education, good job, good house, good car, good things, able to do stuff. God looks at it different. He looks at success different than we do. And yet, those are good things. They're not bad things. It's not bad to get an education. It's not bad to have a nice house, to have money in the bank. It's not. But we in the Bible will read about somebody that was successful in this life, but he left out something. So no matter how many degrees we get, no matter how nice a job we get, no matter how much money in the bank we have, no matter how many two cars we might have, nice cars. A lot of the teachers, when I was teaching, seemed like they liked to have a Mercedes, you know. I had a regular car, but, you know. But if we leave out one thing, we cannot consider ourselves successful. So we need to think of the thing, success in God's eyes. On the scripture, on the board, we have good success. That is the title. That is the burden of our heart. And I want us to see what it means to have good success in God's eyes. Let's go to Joshua 1:8. I need somebody to read for me.
The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
See what he's saying? The book of the law. Back in that time, it was the old law. Today, it's the Word of God, Old and New Testament. This is very important. If we get a hold to the Word of God, it's going to show us God's plan for our good success. God wants us to be successful. And we can be successful if we choose His way. Of course, if we don't choose His way, our life will not end in success. It may be successful while we're living, but when we get ready to face God Almighty, there will be no success. So we want to make sure that we go God's way. Deuteronomy 5:33.
You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess.
Notice how that we need to observe all the law. Sometimes people get a hold to part of what God wants them and they'll do that. But it's going to take doing all of what God wants us to do to have good success. Deuteronomy 28:1-2.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
So it's so important. It's not only some people will read the word, and they can tell you a lot of what's in the Word of God. But it goes deeper than that. It's more than just reading the Word. It's obeying the Word. If I read it and I know what it says, that's good. But we need to hearken. That scripture, hearken, means to listen to. We need to obey the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is in His Word. Today, back in the Old Testament time, the Lord would speak to them like he did Moses, mouth to mouth. Today, he's speaking to us through his word. And if we will listen, and if we will take heed, and if we will obey his word, not just a few little scriptures, not just I'm going to do this and I'm not going to do that. That won't work. We need to do all, he said all. We need to do all of what he says to do. And we will have good success. We will be blessed. When it comes to good success, it means the blessing of the Lord will be upon us. It means he's going to prosper us in our way, in wherever we go and whatever we do. God will be there. That doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. That doesn't mean everything's just going to go the way we want it to go. But God will be there with us. We can be assured. Just like in that song says, may I lay my head upon your arms, so sweet. We can lay our head upon the arms of God when we are doing what he tells us to do, we will have success. He will be there for us, whether it's in the day, when everybody's around, when it's night and nobody's around us. We can lean our head upon the Lord because he cares for us. If we obey his word, if we will hearken to it. And I want us to look, when we get the word of God, we need to get it and read it and meditate on it, think about it as we go, and make it a part of our life. The word of God tells us what to do and what not to do. And if we obey that and we walk that way, we're going to have a successful life. I may be sick. The Lord may allow me to go through sickness or problems, but he'll be right there. I can be blessed regardless of what my circumstances are. I want us to look at Psalms 1 and 1. I could practically quote this to you, but it helps you to see how God will prosper you if you will just consider his word and do it.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight, I'm going all the way to 6.
Okay. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, in the Lord's law, doth he meditate day and night.
All right, just stop a minute. It said, blessed is the man. That means he's going to have good success. That means he's going to prosper. He's not walking in the way of ungodly, but he's walking in the way of the Lord. He is reading the word of God. He's meditating. You know, the word of God is like food to us. When we read the word, when we get up in the morning, we should pray to God and ask, thank him first for letting us live to see that day. And ask him to help us through the day. Bless our way. Guide me. Protect me. Help me to do the right thing. You know, we have a battle. We're going to fight the devil. But we can have the Lord if we'll just ask him. And then read his word. Read something. You don't have to read. One person asked me, do you have to read the whole Bible? No. Take one scripture. If you could get one scripture in your mind for each day, and then meditate on it and obey it, God can use that scripture to bless you through that day and give you a good day. Because of him, because of his word. So he meditates on his word day and night.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Okay, stop just a minute. What do you think about a tree planted by the rivers of the water? It's going to look beautiful, isn't it? It's not going to look all dried up and dead. And it's going to have... God is going to bless you so you'll have strength, spiritual strength, and you'll have a glow on your face, a smile. God wants to put a smile on you. He doesn't want us as his people to have to be down and sad. He wants to lift our spirit and make us happy and make us, well, we can be happy for somebody else, right? So he'll be like a tree. A tree planted by the rivers of the water. You know that tree is not lacking for anything. It's getting all its nutrients. And the tree leaves are no doubt nice and green and just healthy looking. We don't.
His leaf also shall not wither.
He's not going to be droopy. The Lord's going to lift us up. He's going to make us bless us and make us a blessing to someone else.
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
God is going to prosper us. He's going to give us good success. Why? Because we are obeying his word. Because we're reading his word. We're meditating on his word. You know what? The devil don't like you to read the Bible. He'll put anything in your way to for reading the Bible, because he knows that if you read that Bible, you're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You're going to be strong. You're going to be not droopy, but your leaves are going to stand up. You're going to have life in you. There's life in this word right here if we will read it and meditate on it.
Read on. God are not so. But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
We're gonna have good success. And that good success will last throughout eternity. Not even just the rest of our lives, but we'll be able to live in eternity with him. This success that God is wanting to give us is eternal. It's not just for this life. I was telling you about having a good education, having a good job, but there comes a time those things stop, don't they? People that have, I was a teacher. I'm not a teacher. I do some teaching in vacation Bible school, but I retired from the school system. So the thing is, those things are for a limited time. You don't expect to see a 100-year-old person still teaching school, hardly. Not hardly. So it only lasts for a while. These things perish. A house, you can have a beautiful house, but if you don't take care of it, it doesn't stay beautiful. The only way to have a beautiful house and it stay, you got to take care of it. It lasts, even with that, it lasts for a period of time. But when we live for God, and when we read his word, and when we obey his word, that's for eternity. It'll last for this life and the life to come. So we want to think of having good success on God's term. The success that stands time, the test of time. I lived in Florida. We was married for my husband and I 35 years. One of those years, Andrew came through, and Andrew did great damage to our house. But ours weren't the worst.
Andrew was hurricane.
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. And then what happened, though, around the corner, there was a house that went completely down. I don't even know what happened to the roof, but what was left was flat on the ground. See, you can have a good, nice house. I don't know what they did to make that house and why it went like that, but it can go. It can be destroyed. But this, what we're talking about, cannot be destroyed. So if we obey the word of God, we have something solid that cannot be destroyed. I want us to read Matthew 7 and 24 and 25.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Do you see how that if we hear the sayings of, this is Jesus, of the Lord, and do them, it's like building your house on a rock. The winds came, the floods came, and it didn't destroy the house. Like that house that I saw that was destroyed by the hurricane. It must have been not quite up to code. It's just my opinion. However, whatever happened, it was destroyed. If we do what God says, we tells us in his word, we'll be like somebody that builds a house on the rock, and the rains came, the floods came, and it did not destroy the house because it's built on the rock. We want to build on something, our success on something stable, something that won't perish. Because everything in this life can go. But if we build our house on the Lord Jesus Christ, it will last. It will stand the test of time. Let's go now to John 10:27-28. God has the blueprint. He has the way for us to have good success. And we follow his way, we will be successful.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall the man pluck them out of my hand.
You see, it starts with being his sheep. It starts with giving our heart to the Lord. And then once we give our heart to the Lord and he comes in our heart, then we become his sheep. And when we become his sheep, we follow what he says. What thus says the Lord. And when he does, what he said, nobody can pluck him. Read that verse again, 28. Read 28 again.
And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall the man pluck them out of my hand.
See, nobody will be able to pluck you out of God's hand. He will take care of you. You're his. He cares about you like a mother that cares for a child. Nobody gonna pluck him out of that mother's hand. You're going to have to take down the mother first. And that's the way it is. God is the same way. When we give our heart to the Lord, we are his. We're his sheep. We follow him. We do what he says. And nobody can pluck him out of his hand. Oh, let's be encouraged to know that if we serve God and follow him, we'll have good success. I want to move on now to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to read 26-29. First chapter, 26-29. We're looking at God's perspective, looking at success from his perspective, not our human perspective.
For ye see your call, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught or to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
See, God's perspective on success is different from ours. We think the mighty are the ones that are successful. We think those that's wise and all of these things. That's our way of looking at it. But God has chosen the weak thing. You know, we were talking in Sunday school about what if somebody is jealous of you? And if they're jealous of you, how are you going to do it? Do you know God chooses that person that maybe been put down, that nobody look like want, and nobody care, and nobody think is important? He'll take that person and choose that one and make them successful. Isn't it beautiful? It's beautiful to live for God. It's beautiful to, yes.
Something I've heard, and it's what off what you're saying. You don't know what somebody is going through until you put yourself in their shoes and see what it's like.
Right. Right. But God chooses the ones that's weak things. That scripture said the weak and all that. He chooses them as opposed to what we think is the ones that's successful. Oh, I can be president of a business, you know, a president of a big company. That seems like success to you, but that's not what God counts as success. Let's go to James 2 and 5.
Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?
See here, I may be poor. I may not have a dime in my pocket, but God will choose me. If I am rich in faith, if I choose to live for him, you can lift your head up, not in pride, but lift your head up and know I'm chosen of God. He cares about me.
That was James, verse 5. James comes right before Hebrews. Right after Hebrews.
Now, we want to look at somebody that was successful in our sight in the Bible, but they weren't successful in God's sight. And let's go to Luke 12 and read 16 to 20.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Read 21 also.
So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
See here, you would think he was rich. It says he was rich.
And there was nothing wrong with what he had.
Right. But the thing is, he left God out of the equation. If we leave God out of our life, I don't care how many houses, I don't care how much money in the bank, I don't care how many nice, fine cars, I don't care what we can do, great education, great job, all these things is absolutely nothing. God calls this man a fool. He had left. He was rich. He thought, you know what? I can take my ease. I can just eat, drink, and be merry. Have a good time. I got it made in the shade, so to speak. But he was a fool in God's sight because he left God out. And that is not just for him. It says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. We need to make sure that we are rich toward God. And how do we do this? First, we give our heart to the Lord. That's the beginning. And from there, then we follow what he says in his word. We obey everything that he says. If he says do, we do. If he says don't, we don't. And then when we come to the end of life, we can expect him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. One scripture he said, remember the scripture where he said, you've been faithful in a few, I'll make you
ruler over many.
Yes. Well, he's going to say this. He's going to say, come, you blessed of my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you. So let's be encouraged to first give our heart to the Lord and then walk in his ways, obey his commandments, and then we'll have good success. Pray for me.